trucks, you know.
Yeah, well, I never heard them called trucks, but that's one of the names here that some they say is called that.
Well, lots of times you go to these warehouses, they have little trucks, you know.
Yeah.
Load them up and push them.
Like you put maybe a refrigerator on
them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that you sharpen a knife on?
Whetstone.
The kind of stone that turns around, that's fixed on a stand.
That's grinding stone.
Okay. If you didn't, when you went from a wagon to a motorized vehicle, what did you call it? If you don't drive a wagon, you drive a what?
Car.
Okay. If something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
Oil it.
Okay, if I say not oil, but this hard stuff that you put on it, what do you call that?
I call that axle grease. Okay. It's a wagon.
If grease got all over your hands, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say my hands are greasy.
What is it that you use to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Is there another name?
Kerosene.
Okay. What might you call a makeshift lamp that you make with a rag, a bottle, and kerosene? It'd be a homemade lamp. You'd make it with a rag and a bottle and kerosene.
Torch.
Inside the tire of a car, what is that? Inside the tire of a car.
In a tube.
If you just built a boat and are going to put it in the water, what would you say you're going to do to it?
I'd say I was going to launch my boat.
What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
A rowboat.
What would you call one with a flat bottom?
Well, that could be a flat bottom boat too, a rowboat.
Okay, a rowboat can have a round or a flat bottom.
A flat bottom.
Okay.
Either one.
If you were going to the next village and I said, "Will you be home today?" You might say, "No, I."
If you're going to visit.
You were going to go maybe to town and I asked you, "Are you going to be home today?" And you say, "No, I."
Actually, I can't make it. I won't be back. No. Just
flat no.
No, just flat no.
He said he was going to get some cake, and you'd say, now I'm...
Two.
Okay. If a child is just learning to dress himself, and the mother brings in the clothes, she'd lay them down and say what?
Put them on. Put on your clothes.
If I ask you if you think that Mr. Nixon's going to be elected again, you might say no, but...
I would say... Well, I don't know what term I'd use for Nixon.
I chose a bad name, didn't I?
I'd like to say that I'd rather not say.
If I ask you if you think Governor Wallace is
going to
be elected again, you'd say no, but...
that's not personal.
Okay.
You might
you might say no, but I know, a lot of people who think he is.
So. Yeah, oh yes.
If you meet a little boy on the street and he's afraid of you, you might tell him that you were not going to hurt him by saying, "Don't cry, The little boy's afraid of you on the street, and you'd say, "Don't cry,
I'm your friend,
All right, you might tell a boy, "Send your dog over here. I'm not going
to hurt him.
I just want what?
To play with
him." All right. If you've been having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if you didn't think you were right about this, you'd say, "Well, I'm right." And then what would you say?
I'd say, "No, you're not."
You'd say, you might say, "Well, I'm right, aren't I? Or I'm right, am I not?" How would you ask him?
I'd say, "You're not right."